Financial peace of mind. Forgiving yourself for acting up. Reaching financial peace of mind is a marathon, not a 50-yard dash. In fact, this is one of the few places in life where time actually works to our benefit, something we can't say about a whole lot of things. This is particularly true if we find somewhere to park our money where interest rates are appealing. Here, the passage of time plays into our hands. But because of the seriousness of the effort, after all, we're talking about our long-term financial security. Once engaged, we tend to put our noses to the grindstone and push, push, push. Like a recent commercial on television, the answer to almost every question asked when we're in that mode is no. No, you can't have those pumps like the ones that Oprah wears. No, we can't afford to go to the islands this year. No, we don't have room in our budget to buy the new iPhone that's coming out, even if the one you have is already two versions old. No, no, no. Yet if you ask any kid how he or she feels about hearing no all the time, how long before the kid in you rebels and does some real financial damage? Now, it may not be just a minor setback to your planning. It could be a disaster of untold proportions that will take months or more to recuperate from. So what are the signs that you're about to act up? Number one, start listening to the expressions you use around anything that requires discipline. For example, quote, "I'm getting tired of all this. I deserve to be able to do what I want." Number two, look at how you're reacting to someone else buying or doing something that seems extravagant. Quote, "How come they can do it and I can't? They don't deserve it any more than I do." Number three, see if any of your normal good habits, things you've integrated into your everyday life, are breaking down, even slightly. Quote, "I've done this for so long, so well. Don't I deserve a little break from the routine?" What do all these reactions have in common? They're all centered on deserving. So deserving merits a closer look. To understand the concept of deserving, let's look at another area entirely, dieting. You know what you're supposed to eat, and you've been good all day. In fact, you've barely been off the list of approved foods all week, and the pounds are finally coming off. Then you go to the supermarket to pick up a few things, and you see that the Cheez-Its are on sale, 2-for-1. That's a $4.39 saving. Suddenly, there are 2 boxes of white cheddar and pepper jack Cheez-Its in the shopping cart. Once home, you figure you'll just have a few handfuls and hide the second box for another time. How long before both boxes are empty? And if for you it's not Cheez-Its, it's something else that tempts you when you deserve and when that deserve bell is ringing. At that point, anything will be the trigger or excuse for falling off the wagon, even something as insignificant as a $4.39 saving. So now you're stuffed, feeling a little ill from all the flour you don't normally eat. Your body's screaming, your face feels flush, and your stomach's upset. Resentment over feeling deprived has turned into regret. You realize that you allowed your signals to get crossed. It's not that you deserved the Cheez-Its. It's that you were bored with what you had been eating and missed the flavors of forbidden foods. Besides, what you truly deserve is to ultimately reach your desired weight, where you can enjoy your life more fully and healthily. See how the signals get crossed? Then with money. The deserving bell rings for all sorts of things, money included. It can ring if you're saving diligently, or if you're super focused on paying down debt. You'll hear it if you stop buying yourself pretty things, or cut out social activities completely that took too great a bite out of your budget. In short, you gave up what you considered the good life. The key is to be aware of how strict you're being with yourself and to be very sensitive to the signs of potential act-ups that were mentioned before. The answer is to be prepared to give in when the bells start ringing by making an exception that fills that need for diversity or pleasure or joy. The sooner you quell that need, the smaller the damage will be. Remember, for most of us, getting to financial peace of mind is a long process. Many of us have years of unfocused money behaviors to make up for. As for the real deserving element, what we do truly deserve is to have financial peace of mind and the knowledge that we'll be okay financially for the rest of our lives. Yet, disciplined as we may be, occasionally we'll fall off plan. But nothing's fatal. Just stop as soon as you're aware of what you're doing. Repair the damage the best you can without causing any additional feeling of deprivation. Forgive yourself and put your marathon shoes back on. You'll be glad you did. Let us know in the comments section below what things tend to throw you off your best laid plans.